Have you ever stopped to think about how powerful your thoughts are? Have you ever considered how your thoughts and beliefs might be contributing to your career success? A quote I like to share, and I'm paraphrasing a little bit, goes something like this. Watch your thoughts because they become your words. Watch your words because they become your actions. Watch your actions because they become your habits. Watch your habits because they become your character, and your character becomes your destiny. Simply put, your thoughts are powerful, especially when it comes to achieving career success. And in this episode, I'm sharing with you three mindset barriers that might be keeping you from your fulfilling career. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who's ready to work in an aligned career that allows her to thrive in her zone of genius, live on purpose, and get paid a value-aligned salary. I share quick insights and strategies to help you reach your career goals, whether you're trying to find your fulfilling career, grow your current career, or successfully job search. I'm your host, Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who was able to turn my own frustration from being in an unfulfilling career into the framework I now use to help women find their fulfilling career and job search with confidence. Let's dive in. So let's talk about these mindset barriers that might be keeping you stuck in an unfulfilling career. But before we do, what exactly is a mindset barrier? Let's make sure. I would love to make sure that we are on the same page when I use that term or that phrase, mindset barrier. So a mindset barrier is a way of thinking or a thought process that gets in the way of your action towards, in this specific situation, securing your fulfilling career. So mindset barrier is any thought or belief that you have embraced as truth that is somehow keeping you from either taking the action you need to take or doing the things you need to do to obtain the outcome that you desire, especially if that outcome is finding a fulfilling career that you genuinely enjoy and can thrive in. Now, there are definitely a ton of mindset barriers out there, okay? I share a few on my different platforms, but for this episode, I want to focus on the three most common mindset barriers that I see women struggle with based on my experiences in my own life and working with my clients. The first mindset barrier is fear, okay? You are allowing fear to keep you stuck in place, and this fear can manifest multiple ways, whether it's fear of change, so just the fear of leaving your current career and trying something else. For some women, sometimes I've seen the fear of not being good enough keep them stuck. So they wonder, what if I find a fulfilling career and I get there and I'm not good enough at it? It might be the fear of failing. So what if I leave my current job, I go somewhere else, but I fail? Or what if I end up somewhere else and I hate it just as much as the career that I'm in right now? Some people are afraid of or feel fear of losing an existing network. So maybe you have climbed the ladder, you know, in your career, you have built a really strong network, and the thought of losing all those connections is somewhat terrifying. It might be fear of other people's opinions. So what will people say, especially if you're in what people might term, and I'm doing air quotes here, a good job. And you have people around you saying things like, oh my gosh, girl, you're going to leave that good job? Really? Is you crazy? You know what I mean? You know those people. And so, like I said, fear can manifest multiple ways. But I want to pause here and talk to you a bit about the difference between fear and being afraid. So fear is an emotion that we often have no control over. Fear can show up regardless of our situation, okay? Just like happiness, joy, sadness, excitement, surprise, whatever it may be, fear is an emotion. And the emotion fear is very different from the state of being afraid. While fear is an emotion that we have no control over, being afraid is what happens when you start taking action based on your fear. So when you start making decisions from that place of fear, we have now shifted from feeling an emotion, fear, to being in a state of existence, which is being afraid. Okay. Now, it's important to note that while all those fears that I mentioned earlier are absolutely normal and valid when it comes to embarking on the journey that is a career transition or a career change, focusing too much on your fear And treating your fears like they're facts without any evidence is what eventually leads to a mindset barrier. So let's take one of those examples that I shared earlier. Maybe you're afraid of transitioning into a different job, or you feel fear that you're going to go into a different job and you're going to hate it just as much as you hate your current job. And so you start telling yourself, you know what, there's no point, okay? If I'm just going to be not as good, or I'm going to get there, it's going to be just as terrible. The place is going to be just as toxic. The people are going to be just as stressful. The workload is going to be just as too much. So I might as well just stay here where at least I'm comfortable. I know what's expected of me. I can slide under the radar. You know, the devil you know is better than the devil you don't know. I hate that phrase, by the way. That's a topic for another day. But this is what you're telling yourself. And so you have accepted the thought process or the fear that you will hate your new job just as much as your current one. You have accepted that as fact, and you're using that thought process to now guide your decision to stay in a job that you hate. And that has now shifted into a mindset barrier. That way of thinking has become a block, a mindset block that is keeping you from taking the action that you need to take to move from where you are right now, a career that you hate, to a fulfilling career. Okay, that mindset barrier is keeping you from transitioning into career fulfillment. The second mindset barrier, the second common mindset barrier, is low self-efficacy. So self-efficacy refers to your belief in your capacity to execute the behavior necessary to produce a specific outcome. So let me put that more simply. Self-efficacy is pretty much just, do you believe you have what it takes to get what you want? Like, that's it. So whether you believe you can or can't do something, you are absolutely right, because everything starts in your mind. Low self-efficacy happens when you don't believe that you're either good enough or have the skills that you will need to attain a career that you enjoy. Now, along with this low self-efficacy, there might also be a little bit of not believing that you deserve it. Okay. But again, topic for another day. But if you remember the quote I started with, your thoughts drive your beliefs drive your actions. So the amount of effort that you put into finding your fulfilling career is going to be driven by your thoughts and your self-efficacy. So if you don't believe that you have what it takes to find a fulfilling career, if you don't believe that you have the skills that you need to find a fulfilling career, you're not likely to try very hard. Your self-efficacy will determine how motivated you are to do the work and the research that goes into finding a fulfilling career. Your self-efficacy will determine the amount of effort that you're willing to exert or put into finding a fulfilling career. And honestly, your self-efficacy will determine if you're successful or not in finding a fulfilling career. Ultimately, whether you think you can or cannot find a fulfilling career, you're right, because it all starts in your head. And so if you don't believe that you can find a fulfilling career that you truly enjoy, you will not try very hard to achieve it. So you now have a way of thinking, mindset barrier, that keeps you from taking the action that you need to take to find a fulfilling career. So here's a question that I want you to consider. Do you believe that you can find a career that you enjoy? If you said yes, then the next step for you is to get clear, intentional guidance towards that goal. But if you said no, and again, that could have happened for multiple reasons, things that happened in childhood, things that you've experienced in current workplaces. There are many reasons that I've heard women struggle to believe that they deserve to actually enjoy work. And so if you don't truly believe that you deserve to enjoy a fulfilling career, my recommendation is that you pause and reflect on that. Journal around that, figure out where that thought is coming from, because you might be sitting here complaining about this job that you hate, but low key, your thoughts, your mindset, your beliefs are keeping you from even getting out of that situation and into one that you will enjoy. The third mindset barrier that might be keeping you stuck in an unfulfilling career is a feeling of unworthiness. So this is kind of tied to the last one I just shared, in that this one is both simple and complicated, okay? It's simple in that you don't think you deserve a career you enjoy. You don't believe that you can find one, so you don't try to get it. But it's complicated because it can come from so many things that have happened over your life. For example, maybe you've heard messages from society about what work should look like, or what the reason work exists, or an aspect of identity as a woman, as a Black woman, an Asian woman, a Latinx woman. Maybe you've heard people say certain things about what people who look like you can achieve at work, and so it has caused these deep-seated beliefs that you're not worthy of a fulfilling career. Maybe it's how you saw your own parents or guardians engage with work and how that is now impacting what you think and believe about work and the purpose of work. Maybe, you know, you've received messages from relationships, whether as a child or relationships now, about the value that you bring into the world, and you have translated that into the value you can bring into any workplace and what is possible for you. So this feeling of unworthiness isn't usually a conscious choice. Actually, let's be real. None of the mindset barriers are conscious choices, okay? They're usually just ways of thinking that you have accepted as truth that are keeping you from getting your goal. However, most women aren't aware that they have this deep-seated feeling of unworthiness. At least they're not aware until they engage in deep self-reflection and self-work. I can't tell you how many clients I've worked with in my signature group coaching program, Find Your Fulfilling Career, where they came in thinking that they definitely wanted a fulfilling career. And then as we started doing some work and delving deep, I'll hear a woman say something like, you know, I've just realized that I low-key didn't believe that I could find work that I really enjoy and still get paid well. Like, I've been asking myself, why me? Why do I deserve this? Okay. So you might have to dig a little deep into the corners of your mind and your memories and your beliefs to determine if this one is a mindset barrier that you have. But I found that if you ever find yourself thinking thoughts like, I didn't work hard enough for a career I love, or I don't deserve a career I love, or I will never find a career I enjoy, or why do I deserve a career I enjoy? Why me? Who am I to ask or look for a fulfilling career? Or one of the ones I hear often, a fulfilling career just doesn't happen for someone like me. If you find yourself thinking those kind of thoughts or saying words like that to yourself, that might be a sign that you are feeling unworthy of a fulfilling career. And until you address that, you're going to continue getting in your own way when it comes to finding a fulfilling career. Okay? So there you have it, three of the most common mindset barriers that tend to keep women who are unhappy at work stuck in an unfulfilling career. Did any of those resonate with you? I would love to hear from you to see which of those resonated and what next steps you're going to take to address them. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. If you haven't yet, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any new episodes. Also, let's continue the conversation. Take a screenshot of this episode and share it on Instagram. Tag me at @hercareerdoctor and let me know which mindset barrier resonated the most with you. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode.